Hey everybody, it is Mark chapter 6 today on the 17th of February.
And we are going to look at a passage that you read about yesterday in Matthew chapter 14. We're in Mark 6 today. And I actually really like Matthew's account of this, but we talked about other things yesterday, so I am going to refer back to it. So Matthew, Mark, and John, all three have this account of Jesus walking on the water. So remember, if you will, with me that John the Baptist had died. Jesus had heard about John the Baptist dying. Jesus had tried to get away to mourn. People needed him. Jesus ended up taking care of the people, feeding over 5,000 people. And then he gets away on his own. It says in Mark 6:45, Jesus immediately made his disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him while he dismissed the crowd. After leaving them, he went up on a mountainside to pray. Later that night, the boat was in the middle of the lake and he was on land alone. He saw the disciples straining at the oars because the wind was against them. Shortly before dawn, he went out to them walking on the lake. And then I love this next part. Listen. He was about to pass them by, but when they saw him walking on the lake, they thought he was a ghost. They cried out because they all saw him and were terrified. Now, what's so funny about this to me, maybe it's not to you, but it is to me, and so bear with me. He was about to pass them by. So he's walking on the lake. The boat is there. They're straining against the wind and the oars, and it looks like he's just out for a stroll. He's like walking by the boat, like he's going to keep on going. I don't know. That's funny to me. But if we look in John, it's very similar. But if we look back in Matthew, what happens next is different, because Mark and John do not recognize, or they, for some reason, they didn't record what Peter did. So if you jump back to yesterday's reading, you see that Peter was freaking out like the rest of them. But Peter says, if it's really you, Jesus, tell me to come to you on the water. And he does. Jesus says, well, come on, Peter. I'm paraphrasing. And Peter gets into the water. And we talked about this recently in church. But when the wind came up, and it says, when Peter saw the wind, he got frightened and began to sink. And Jesus reached out, grabbed his hand. They went back to the boat. They got in with the other disciples. And, you know, pastors so often and teachers so often will preach about and teach about this passage, and they'll talk about how weak Peter's faith was. But Peter's the only one that got out of the boat, wasn't he? Peter just got distracted. Let me ask you this. How easy is it for you to get distracted in following Jesus or coming to Jesus? It's so easy. There are so many distractions around you. I want you to ask yourself this question as you read today. What is the biggest distraction that gets in the way of me coming to Jesus? And what am I going to do about it so I can walk all the way to Jesus? Think about that today as you read. Enjoy your reading, and I'll be back with you tomorrow.